People in Liverpool, the families of the victims of the Hillsborough disaster, believe a secret set of documents that are being released today will confirm their suspicions of a cover-up. They think the report will give them the grounds to appeal the accidental death verdicts of the 96 people killed at the Hillsborough Stadium, Sheffield Wednesday's ground. That FA Cup semi-final. And indeed, the Prime Minister is also expected to issue an apology today. I want to speak to one of the players who was there that day, not actually out on the field, but very much part of the team setup, Jim McGilton. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Very well, Jim. Jim, you totally understand the suffering the people of Liverpool have been going through for all of these years.
I do. And the biggest issue they have was obviously, you know, laying the blame at the supporters' door, which was not true, and all they want is for people to stand up or a person to stand up and say it wasn't their fault.
It's going to be difficult today, and I suppose the families have been through it, obviously, most of all, but they've had great support, haven't they, from for example the likes of Kenny Dalglish?
Yeah, well, he was manager, and you know the way it unfolded, it was pretty horrific. And you know, when you arrived back at Liverpool, you really understood the enormity of the whole situation and the occasion. And Kenny Dalglish took it very personally, as we all did. And anyone that was a part of the club at the time did everything they could to help ease the suffering of the families and those other people in and around you know, the stadium that day. So, yeah, Kenny has always had you know, a real affinity, obviously, with the football club, and especially, you know, the Hillsborough dead, if you like.
And do you think today will help with the healing process?
I think it will, because, you know, for 23, 24 years, you know, the families have campaigned tirelessly for some sort of, you know, redemption, if you like, or some sort of answers that they didn't get around the time, and some sort of answers that they felt they deserved. It's obviously still very, very much a sore point on Merseyside, Liverpool, and all they want is for someone to come out and say, you know, this is what happened. This is exactly, you know, why, you know, so many people lost their lives on that day.
Yes, there are so many questions still to be answered. Jim, just moving from the horror and the tragedy of the Hillsborough disaster to football itself, Windsor Park last night, that was so disappointing, wasn't it?
It was disappointing because huge expectations going into the game. Granted, you know, Russia away, first fixture in a World Cup qualifying game, is a difficult game for anyone, so we understood that there wasn't going to be an easy game in Russia, and we understood that, you know, we'd probably come away with no points from that. But going into Luxembourg at home, expected to beat them, and in all fairness, they weren't a very good side. So I expected Northern Ireland to pick up all 3 points. And to a large extent, they did and created enough chances to win the game. But no matter what level, no matter what opposition, if you don't take them chances, 1-0 is always pretty dangerous scoreline. And you just had a feeling that something was going to happen last night. And unfortunately, it did. And a really poor result.
Why were we caught offside so many times?
I don't know, to be honest with you, because they were so naive defensively. They were, you know, they weren't the greatest team, let's be honest. So it was just a little bit of naivety. A little bit of anxiety creeping in. It just needed a little bit of patience, just a little of know-how and nous, because it was, you know, if they had just kept their ground and waited, you know, we all were watching the game. And in all fairness, when they did cut them open, you know, Johnny Evans, great ball, Dean Teague's great finish, Chris Brunt had another great opportunity. It was just an evening where it was so frustrating.
So frustrating is the term for it. Just one final thing before you go. I saw you in full action at Seaview on Monday night. You can still control a ball and set up the odd score.
Well, let me tell you, I'm paying for it now. My body is in absolute bits. So I'm not sure if 3G or 4G or whatever you want to call them pitches would have done my career much good. But it was a great evening, and it was obviously tinged with such sadness because of Alan McDonald's great loss to us all. But it was great to see everyone. Fantastic for Queen's Park Rangers to come over. Great turnout for them, and it was a, you know, it was a wonderful evening.
Great stuff. Our thoughts very much with the family of Alan McDonald, and today with the families of the 96 people killed at the Hillsborough disaster. Jim, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Frank, no problem, mate. All the best. That's